State and local officials are under increasing pressure to plan for the changes that California will see in the decades ahead with its shifting climate. They need answers about what those changes will look like and mean for the state. Scientists are searching for those answers on several fronts, from marshes to mountaintops. And as Molly Samuel reports for our Climate Watch project, one team is looking for clues at the bottom of California's oldest lake.
About 2.5 hours north of San Francisco, Clear Lake is a popular spot for anglers after catfish. It used to be a stylish getaway for the Hollywood set. Today, little mom-and-pop motels dot the perimeter. The shore is lined with reeds and crowded with birds. It's not very deep, 25 or 30 feet in most places, but below the lake's bottom, there's a hidden story in the clay deposits that extend for hundreds of feet down and have been collecting for hundreds of thousands of years.
I'm particularly interested in about 130,000 to 125,000 years ago.
Cindy Loy is a paleoecologist at Berkeley. She's studying that time in particular, 130,000 years ago, because it was the beginning of an interglacial period, a time in between ice ages, like we're in today. Only then, the climate was even warmer than it is now.
So if we want to know what Central California or this area of California looked like, you can go back to that time interval, and you can see just by looking at the pollen grains of the plants that were growing at that time what the hills surrounding Clear Lake looked like.
To get to that ancient pollen, Loy and her team are extracting cores from Clear Lake, pulling up sediment samples from far below the lake bottom. The barge where her team is working looks and sounds like a construction site in the middle of the lake.
Right now, they've just finished a drill run.
Chris Delahunty is the director of operations for DOSEC, a company that specializes in scientific drilling projects.
So he's just pulling the pipe up to the nearest 10-foot joint. They'll clamp it again, and then they'll break it open.
The drillers pull out a core. It's already in a plastic tube, and they hand it off to the scientists on the barge, who slice it into smaller pieces, seal it, and label it. 1 meter of sediment equals about 1,000 years of pollen piled on the bottom of the lake. Loy points to a core section about the size of a baseball bat.
Yeah, we're looking at roughly 1,500 years in plastic. It's captured in Play-Doh, more or less.
The sediment in the core looks uniformly smooth and gray, but hidden inside are important clues about what this area once looked like.
You know what happens in spring when your car is completely covered with yellow dust? The same happens over here. But it just ends up in these sediments. Nobody is wiping off the pollen from the lake bottom, so they're all still there. It stacks up layer after layer after layer, and we can read those layers more or less as a book of the past. It's just history, but then captured in clay.
And like a history teacher, Loy says we can learn about the future by studying the past. Her team will continue drilling for cores for about another week, then bring the cores to a lab. They'll analyze them, identify and count the pollen grains, and can then paint a picture of what grew in this area and when.
If we now look at the shoreline, there are a lot of oaks around.
Oaks haven't always grown here, though. During the Ice Age, when it was much colder, pine forests grew around Clear Lake. Loy says it looked more like northern Canada does now. But what she really wants to know is what was here when it was warmer 130,000 years ago, and how the plants that grew here then, probably mostly oaks and shrubs, changed as the climate did. With that information, she'll be able to compare the historical record to models other scientists are trying to construct of the future.
There are a lot of people who are trying now to predict what will happen, for instance, in 50 years, how rapid temperatures will change, how precipitation will change, and people also try to predict how vegetation will change.
Loy's work studying the past won't change the future, but it will give us a better picture of what it'll look like. And with that information, people will be able to make better informed decisions about the land and the plants that live on it as the climate changes. For the California Report, I'm Molly Samuel in Lake County.
You can see a video of the coring team in action on our website, californiareport.org/climatewatch.